Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are back with Coach Ben Sontheimer after a high-level, high-speed, high-altitude, long-distance throwing performance of the Centralia Panthers at the sectional track meet, which, if they actually kept track of scores and handed out medals, Fireside Guard firmly believes Centralia would have won the sectional track meet today in Mexico, Missouri. One of the reasons for that is the performance of a stellar young hurdler on the Panthers right now, a young gentleman named Caden Dunn. Coach Sontheimer, please tell us about Mr. Dunn.
Oh, Caden has worked his butt off this year. You know, he came in and was really committed to the 300 hurdles and was really working hard. I mean, and last year he made it down there to state in that event. Today he won the event, PR, 39 seconds. He also placed fourth in the 110 hurdles. So, you know, he's had an outstanding year. You couldn't have a kid that worked harder and deserves it more than that kid. So, I'm going to be proud of him and, really happy he's moving on as well as everybody else.
Coach, is Caden a junior or a sophomore?
Caden's a junior.
So, you've got one more year of fun out of him.
That's right. That's right. We're not done this year yet, though.
That is true. So, Coach, what differentiates Caden's style of hurdling from his competition? I mean, I think there's more than just he's faster. I think there's a matter of form there, because I'm looking at some of his photos right now, and it's almost as if he's leaning forward considerably more than the other hurdlers. At least that's what the camera's catching at 300 millimeters.
Well, I mean, Coach Cal has always telling our hurdlers to be aggressive, to attack. And he is attacking. His time's, his effort is phenomenal, but just I think he's more determined. I think that just comes down to just straight sheer determination, and it's not just the track meets are the end result. It's what he does in practice. You know, how he's determined in practice, how he works in practice, how he approaches every practice, and he gets the most out of it.
Ah, so he's one of your athletes that you could describe as the come early, stay late type.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a lot of kids like that, but, he's definitely a kid that, he came into the season with some goals, and he wanted to prove some things to himself and to others, and he's in the process of doing that, and we couldn't be happier for him.
All right, Coach. Now, I'll send you the picture one of these days, because in the photo I've got in front of me, he's maybe literally a leg length in front of the St. James hurdler, but the St. James hurdler, his body is up, his torso is upright as his right foot is crossing over the top of the hurdle. Whereas Caden, it's almost as if his chin is about to touch his knee.
Does that go back
to the whole attacking?
Yes, that attacking in the form and from the get-go, from the start, just getting out there and attacking the whole race. And he's been determined since day one, and he said he has high expectations of himself, and he's put the work in to accomplish those goals he's set for himself. And we got one more week, and we're hoping to have a couple more accomplishments out of him.
Coach, we're about done now, and I appreciate you making the time to talk to Fireside Guard Live. And I'm probably overstepping myself here a little bit, but when a coach is looking down the next 7 days to the possibility of bringing a bucket of hardware and maybe a plaque or two back to Centralia, how do you sculpt your practices to prepare the kids? Is there a fine line between work and taking it too easy?
Yeah, I guess there is. We're going to kind of stick to what we've been doing. I mean, we've got a formula that's working. Our kids are peaking at the right time. We just take it a day at a time. I mean, right now my focus is, what we can do on Monday practice. And that's the focus. We just, the day at a time. Our kids are that way, we put the work in. The kids put the work in, and the results are taking care of themselves. But that's exciting, opportunity we have. But like I said, we're going to keep things in perspective. We got a lot of work to do. There's some great competition down there at the state track meet. And obviously we are going to go down and do our best.
Coach, one last thing here. as I'm looking at these hurdles, and, you know, I may have been looking at the wrong set of hurdles because I think these are actually the hundreds that I'm looking at right now, which he also, which Caden also qualified in.
He did. He had a great race. Got fourth.
Yes, sir. Is it possible that if you take the hurdle out of the equation, Caden is actually faster than a lot of the other? I mean, just as far as plain old pure sprinting, is it possible that he's fast, just flat out faster than a lot of these kids? If you were just to throw him in a 100-yard dash or a 300-yard dash without hurdles?
Yeah, I think he's a great athlete. He's extremely fast. But like I said, the hurdles are a special skill set, and to be able to combine the speed and the agility to be able to do that at a rate that's comparable to some of the best kids in the state is an incredible accomplishment for him. He's been another event for us. He's the kind of kid that we probably could use in three or four different events. He was in a couple of relays this year, and those relays really helped him build some speed and some strength that are really helping him paying off for him in the hurdles.
All right. Well, Coach Ben Sontheimer, it's time to let you get on with a little bit of well-deserved rest now.
Okay.
And good luck down the road, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good, James. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.